This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Heavy rain, strong winds, dangerous storm surge. The storm they call Nicole slammed into Florida's east coast this morning as a hurricane south of Vero Beach. Officials had already ordered evacuations. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Disney World and Universal Orlando closed early Wednesday. Airports, including Orlando International, have closed. As much as a half foot of rain from the system could fall along the Blue Ridge. I'm Tim McGuire.
The storm's been downgraded now to a tropical storm. It's expected to move into Georgia today and into the Carolinas on Friday. Still undecided which party will control Congress. Republicans are moving closer to a majority in the House. Control of the Senate will depend on tight races in Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden is calling the midterm elections a good day for democracy. Votes are still being counted in many states. As of Thursday morning, it was still undecided which party will have the House and Senate majorities.
You know you've been paying more for food and gas, among other essentials. Well, now we're about to find out exactly how much more. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
When the Labor Department gives its report on October inflation this morning, economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe it will say that consumer prices jumped 8% from 12 months earlier and increased a sharp 0.6% from September to October. The United States has been struggling to control inflation, which was accelerated by shortages of supplies and labor during the pandemic, a burst of consumer spending fueled by federal aid, and cutoffs of food and energy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's word this morning that Russian President Putin will not be at the G20 summit in Indonesia next week. That avoids a possible confrontation with the U.S. over the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. And the winner is...
Luke Combs keeps the Entertainer of the Year title for a second year at the Country Music Association Awards. Let's get some Luke Combs won Entertainer and Album of the Year at the CMAs on ABC, and he says life's pretty good.
Country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight. I don't
know. Lainey Wilson won the awards for Female Vocalist and New Artist. She says her trophy is a triumph.
This right here is for everybody who has believed in me and a little bit for the ones who even didn't.
But he never left home.
Chris Stapleton won the Male Vocalist Award, but his real moment of the night was his performance with Patti Loveless, who had the audience spellbound. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Redfin is cutting almost 900 jobs. That's 13% of its workforce. It laid off hundreds of others in June, blaming slowing home sales. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.